realize this is probably the last time we're all going to be here in the coffee house as six single people?
What? What's happening to the coffee house?
Yep, from now on it's going to be the four of you guys and me and the missus. The little woman, the wife, the old ball and chain.
Old?
The young, hot ball and chain.
Much better.
Oh, we got to go.
Well, where are you guys going?
We're going to pick up the wedding dress, then we're going to have lunch with Mom.
Joey, you're having lunch with my mom?
No, I just heard lunch. What? Yeah, I can go.
Phil. No, actually, I'm kind of glad they're leaving, because I need to talk to you about something.
What's up?
Well, this may be a little awkward.
Listen, if you want to borrow money, it's kind of a bad time. I'm buying dinner for 128 people tomorrow night.
It's not that. Now, what I'm going to say to you, I'm not saying as your friend. Okay, I'm saying it as Monica's older brother.
But you're still my friend.
Not for the next few minutes.
During this time, are you still my best man?
Nope.
Do I still call you Ross?
Okay. You guys are getting married tomorrow, and I couldn't be more thrilled for both of you. But as Monica's older brother, I have to tell you this. If you ever hurt my little sister, if you ever cause her any unhappiness of any kind, I will hunt you down and kick your ass. What? I'm serious. Hey, dude, stop it, okay? I'm not kidding here.
Hey, I hear what you're saying, okay? And thanks for the warning.
No problem.
So are we friends again?
Yeah.
Okay. You won't believe what Monica's older brother just said to me.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
I'm making a list of all the things that are most likely to go wrong at the wedding. Now, that way I can be prepared.
Mm-hmm. What are they?
Well, so far I have my bridesmaids' dresses won't get picked up, my veil gets lost, or I don't have my something blue.
Hey, those are all the things that I'm responsible for.
I have to go with the odds, Rach.
Hey, you got it. Remember that audition I had a while ago and I didn't get the part?
The commercial?
No.
That play?
No.
That other play?
No.
The movie?
Yes!
Oh! The one about the pilot and his dog who flies planes.
No. But man, that one hurt. Yeah. Now, this is the one about the soldiers who fight in World War I.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Back then, you know, we called it the Great War. It really was.
Well, anyway, the guy they wanted backed out, and now they want me. I start shooting today.
Congratulations! Oh,
wait, you can't start today. Today's the rehearsal dinner.
Oh, no, I'll be done by then.
Oh. Well, then way to go, you big movie star.
I know. All right, I'll see you guys over there. I'm off to fight the Nazis.
Oh, wait, Joey. We fought the Nazis in World War II, not World War I.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, well, who was in World War I?
Go ahead.
Don't be late. Go. Who did we fight in World War I?
Mexico?
Yes, very good.
Hey, Joey, we're ready.
Yeah, me too.
Richard, we're ready for you. Joey Tribbiani, this is Richard Crosby. He's playing Vincent.
I'm doing my scenes with you.
Nice to meet you, Joey.
Wow, I can't believe this. This is incredible. I mean, you just won an Oscar.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
I think I lost 3 times.
Cookie, would you?
Okay, we're
We're about an hour away from getting the scene lit, so if you guys don't mind, can we run it a couple of times?
Yeah, sure.
Yep, yeah. Okay. All right, let's do it. And action!
We have to find the rest of the platoon.
Forget the platoon. The platoon is gone.
What?
The platoon is dead. Chase facts, Tony.
So what are we going to do? We have no reinforcements, no food.
No, we still have food in the basement. I saw potatoes and some dried pasta.
Hang on a minute. Joey, you keep touching your face. Is something wrong?
No. No?
I thought it might be kind of a cool character thing. You know, he's a face toucher.
I don't think so. Let's take it back to Richard's last line. Action!
We may not have any weapons, but we still have food. In the basement, I saw potatoes and some dried pasta and a few tins of tuna.
Honey, we gotta go.
Okay. Here's a question. You never want to have to ask. My dad just called and wanted to know if he could borrow one of your pearl necklaces.
Did he say what kind of neckline he'd be wearing?
No.
Well, I've only met him once, but I'm guessing plunging?
Yeah, he is more of a if-you've-got-it-flaunted kind of father.
I don't have anything like that, but let me go see if Rachel does.
Yes, include more people in this.
Hey, do you realize that at this time tomorrow, we're going to be getting married?
Wait a minute, I have a date tomorrow night.
I can't believe that we made it.
Well, you don't have to sound so surprised.
I'm sorry, but... nothing.
What?
Well, honestly, ever since we got engaged, I've been waiting for something to flip you out.
Honestly? Me too.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I keep thinking that something stupid is going to come up, and I'll go all, well, Chandler. But nothing is.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for staying so calm during this. I mean, it's made me stay calm. I could have been worse.
I'll be right there.
Hi. If you're calling before Saturday, you've reached Monica and Chandler. But if you're calling after Saturday, you've reached Mr. and Mrs. Bing. Please leave a message for the Bings.
Maureen, hi. Gosh. Hey, Chandler, this is my cousin Maureen.
We're the Bings.
Hi. Oh, you guys look so beautiful.
Mr. and Mrs. Bing.
Wow, Monica. Hey, just so you know, I had my older brother talk with Chandler.
What is that?
Well, I told him that if he ever hurt you, I would hunt him down and kick his ass. What? What is the matter with everybody? I'm serious. I would kick his ass.
Run, please. My makeup.
Hi.
Chandler.
Mom, thanks for wearing something.
Honey, this is so exciting. I thought we'd screwed you up so bad this day would never come. Oh, and just think, soon there'll be lots of little beings.
Can't believe I have to go back to work after this and get spit on again.
Well, you're lucky. At least the people that spit on you are famous.
Who spits on you?
I don't want to talk about work.
Mrs. Bing? Here, these are my parents, Judy and Jack Geller.
It's lovely to meet you.
So, are you his mother or his father?
Jack!
What? I've never seen one before.
Jack, there's Ross. Why don't you go talk to him?
I didn't even have a chance to act as though I'm okay with it.
Hello, all.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mr. Bing.
Nora, Charles,
It's so great to see you both here.
Yes. Although I think we may be seeing a little too much of some people. Aren't you a little old to be wearing a dress like that?
Don't you have a little too much penis to be wearing a dress like that?
Oh, my God.
Of course you can kick his ass, son.
You could kick anyone's ass you want to.
Thanks, you guys.
Oh, Rach,
yeah,
hey, could you do me a favor and would you talk to Chandler's dad and try to keep him away from Chandler's mom?
Yeah, but I don't know what he looks like.
He is the man in the black dress.
Man in the...
Rachel, I'm a friend of Monica and Chandler's.
I'm Amanda.
Oh, I get it.
Amanda.
Can I have everyone's attention, please? I'm Ross Geller.
Dr. Ross Geller.
Dad, please. As I was saying, I'm Dr. Ross Geller. And I'm the best man. And I have to say, I'm a little surprised we're all here today. For those of you who don't know Chandler, he's not the biggest fan of relationships. In fact, I think before he met Monica, the only real relationship he had was with a girl named Molly. And he would have married her, only she couldn't control her bladder. It was his dog. Did I say it was his dog? Anyway, this marriage is doubly special for me because not only is the groom my best friend, but the bride is my little sister. And she's the greatest sister a guy could ask for. So if you'd all please join me in raising a glass to the couple we're here to celebrate, to the Bings.
How cool is it that the next time you see Chandler, you're going to be walking down the aisle?
But I can't believe that after tomorrow, it's all going to be over.
Oh, honey, it's not going to be over. You're going to be married to Chandler.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I can wear the dress for Halloween. Okay, I'm going to go steam my wedding dress, okay? Who wants responsibility of making sure nothing happens to it?
I'll do it.
Who wants it? Anybody?
I said I'll do it.
Nobody wants to do it? All right, I'll do it myself.
Oh, my God, I'm not going to screw it up.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Actually, you were a big help tonight. Yeah, and thanks for putting my grandmother in the cab and making sure she got to the hotel safely.
Well, of course! That is what I'm here for!
Okay, sorry.
Oh! Shh! My grandmother!
Hey, where have you been?
Taking my parents back to the hotel. But are you going back to work?
Yeah.
Nice shades.
Thanks. Yeah, I figure if I wear these in my scenes, at least I won't get spit in my eyes. You know?
And if I remember correctly, Ray-Ban was the official sponsor of World War I.
Great! I'll see you later.
All right. Hey, where's Chandler?
I think he's in Rachel's room.
See ya. Chandler. Chandler? Is Monica here?
She's steaming her dress. Why? What's up?
I think Chandler's gone.
What?
He left that.
Tell Monica I'm sorry. Oh, my God. What's up? Tell Monica I'm sorry. Tell her yourself.
Chandler just left, though?
Yeah, but maybe it's not what we think. Maybe it's...
tell Monica I'm sorry I drank the last of the milk. Or tell Monica I'm sorry I used your tweezer to pluck my nose hair. He does that, I've seen him. Or, no, maybe he was writing to tell her that he's changed his name. You know, tell Monica I'm sorry.
I think it means he freaked out and left.
Don't be so negative! God, isn't it possible that sorry is sitting in there right now? Okay, Phoebe, I think Ross is right. What are we gonna do?
Look, okay, I'm gonna have to go find him and bring him back, okay? You make sure Monica does not find out, okay?
Okay, but if you don't find him and bring him back, I'm gonna hunt you down and kick your ass.
I will find him.
Well, the dress is done. What?
We're just so happy for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hey, can we just take a minute and talk about the man that I'm going to marry tomorrow? I mean, how lucky am I?
That's a good question.
I just hope that someday you guys find someone like Chandler.
I hope we find someone exactly like Chandler, and soon.
Hey, Joey, can you go through these lines with me?
Oh, man, they just redid my makeup.
Hey, just the last two pages.
All right.
I found the picture.
The picture? What picture?
The picture of my wife I found in your pack. Could you level the script?
I don't want to.
Well, I need to see your face so I can play off your reaction.
Okay, look, I know you're this great actor and you play all those Shakespeare guys and stuff. But you're spitting all over me, man.
Well, of course I am.
You know you've been spitting on me?
That's what real actors do. Enunciation is the mark of a good actor. And when you enunciate, you spit.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Hey.
Thanks. Okay, check it out. Picture? What picture?
Gunther, have you seen Chandler?
No, I haven't seen him.
Oh, damn.
He's getting married tomorrow, right?
Yes, don't worry, everything's fine. we'll see you tomorrow at the wedding.
I wasn't invited.
Well, then we'll see you the day after tomorrow.
Mom? Dad?
What are you guys doing here?
Well, you kids talk about this place so much, we thought we'd see what the fuss is all about.
I certainly see why the girls like coming here.
Why?
The sexy blonde behind the counter.
Gunther?
Your mother just added him to her list.
What? Your list?
Yeah, the list that the people were allowed to sleep.
Yes, no, I know what the list is.
Come on, sit down. Have a cup of Joe.
No, Dad, I can't. I'm sorry. Look, if you see Chandler, could you just tell him that I'm looking for him?
And if you see Rita Moreno, let her know I'm looking for her. Action.
I found the picture.
What picture?
A picture of my wife in your pack.
You went through my personal property.
Why do you have a picture of Paulette in your pack?
Because, Vincent, we were lovers.
For 2 years.
Wonderful.
Great thing,
yeah? Oh, you were awesome, man. And that last speech,
you soaked me.
Oh. Thanks a lot.
Here's your call sheet for tomorrow.
Oh, I'm not working tomorrow.
You are now.
No, I can't. You gotta get me out of it. I have plans.
Important plans.
Grandpa said there's still no word from Chandler.
Oh, man.
Oh, but he did say that they found the grandmother wandering down Fifth Avenue.
Okay, well, there's one down.
Yeah. I'm getting back today!
I think I just cracked a rib. But I don't care, because today is my wedding day! My day is finally here!
You know, she might not even notice he's gone.
I'm gonna start getting ready!
God, we can't let her start getting ready. This is too awful!
Shh.
Oh, God, but wait, she'll be in the gown, and then he won't show up, and then she's gonna have to take off the gown.
Stop it, Rachel. You can't do this here.
I'm sorry. It's just so sad.
You've got to pull yourself together. Monica can't see you like this. Then she'll know something's wrong.
I know. God. There's no tissue. Can you grab me some toilet paper?
Yeah. Oh, that's gone, too. This is Monica's bathroom, right?
Oh.
Oh, no, I found one.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Can I have another one?
Sure. Do you need some floss?
Oh, I just cannot imagine what is going to happen if Chandler doesn't show up.
Oh, here's a whole bunch.
Oh, I mean, she's going to be at the wedding waiting for him, and people will be whispering, oh, that poor girl. You know, and then she'll have to come back here and live all alone.
Oh, my God.
What?
There was a pregnancy test in the garbage, and it's positive. Monica's pregnant. So I guess she won't be totally alone.
Oh, my God.
I know. Monica's going to have a baby. Hey, can this count as for something new?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Hey, do you think this is why Chandler took off?
No, she had to have just taken that test because I took out the trash last night.
Oh, God, this is turning into the worst wedding day ever. The bride is pregnant, the groom is missing, and I'm still holding this.
Okay, Phoebe, we cannot tell anyone about this.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. Hey, wait, do you know what kind of birth control she was using?
No, why?
Just for the future. This is hardly a commercial for it.
No, I talked to Joey on the set. He hasn't heard from him. I talked to Chandler's parents again.
You told them he was missing?
No, I made it seem like I was just calling to chat. Pretty sure they both think I'm interested in that.
All right, we've got to tell her that he's gone.
No, hey, we can't.
Ross, she's going to start getting ready soon.
Well, can't you at least stall her a little? I'll go back to some of the places I went last night.
All right, well, how much time do you need?
Well, how much time before she absolutely has to start getting ready?
1 hour.
Give me 2.
Then why do you ask?
Okay, wish me luck.
Okay, I'm going with you.
Why?
Ross, you're tired. You've been looking all night, and clearly you suck at this.
I have documented night blindness.
No, you don't.
Okay, but I don't suck.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Okay, wait, but do you know how you're going to stall her? Because she is insane about her schedule today.
I'll figure something out.
All right, good luck. Okay, so I thought we'd start with my makeup and then do my hair.
Okay, but before you do that, I need you to talk to me.
About what?
I'm never gonna get married!
You will? The right guy's just around the corner. Okay, are we done with that?
No, Monica, I'm serious. Oh, maybe I should just forget about it. Become a lesbian or something.
Any woman would be lucky to have you.
Well, maybe it would make me feel better if I slept with Joey.
Rachel? Are you okay?
Excuse me, Aaron? Hi, I have a little problem with the schedule. See, originally, I wasn't supposed to work today, and I have this wedding that I really have to be at. It's my best friend's, and I'm officiating, so I really can't work past 4.
Wow. Joey, you've got to stay until the end. We can't stop filming just for you. It's not like it's your wedding.
It is my wedding. Did I not make that clear?
But you said your best friend was getting married.
Yeah, to me. Yeah, I'm marrying my best friend. Isn't that beautiful?
But you said you were officiating.
Yeah.
Your own wedding.
Happens more than you think.
I'm sorry, Joey. It's still no.
I'm having surgery.
What?
Yeah, I just made up the stuff about the wedding because I didn't want you to worry about me, but I'm having surgery today.
What kind of surgery?
Transplant.
But you're supposed to work on Monday.
Hair transplant.
But you're not bald.
It's not on my head.
Look, Joey, there's nothing I can do. Besides, you're probably going to be out by four anyway. We've just got one short scene. It's just you and Richard, and God knows he's a pro. You'll be fine.
Morning, Richard.
Hey, you're here. Great, great, great. Let's get going, buddy. We got a scene to shoot.
I'm wearing two belts.
Are you drunk?
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
We're never going to find him. He's one guy in a huge city.
Oh, my God. Is that him?
That is an old Chinese woman.
He could be in disguise, you know.
Well, you know what? You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. Wait a minute. Chandler.
Now you're thinking.
You know, maybe we're just approaching this all wrong. If you're Chandler and you want to hide, where is the last place on earth people would think you'd go?
So this is your office.
How'd you guys find me? I knew I should have hit at the gym.
What the hell are you doing?
Panicking. And using the internet to try to prove that I'm related to Monica. How is she?
She's fine. She doesn't know you're gone. And she doesn't have to know. Okay, come on. We're going home.
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Because if I go home, we're going to become the Bings. I can't be the Bings.
What's wrong with being the Bings?
The Bings have horrible marriages. They yell, they fight, and they use the pool boy as a pawn in their sexual games.
Chandler, have you ever put on a black cocktail dress and asked me up to your hotel room?
No.
Then you are neither of your parents.
It's not just their marriage. I mean, look at yours. Look at everybody's. The only person that can make marriage work is Paul Newman. And I've met me. I am no Paul Newman. I don't race cars. I don't make popcorn. None of my proceeds go to charity.
But look, Chandler, right now, no one has a lower opinion of you than I do.
Right.
But I totally believe you can do this.
I want to. I love her so much, but I'm afraid. This is too huge.
You know, okay, you're right. It is huge. So why don't we take it just a little bit at a time? Okay, forget getting married for a sec. Just forget about it. Can you just come home and take a shower?
Well, yeah, but then...
We're just going to go home and take a shower. Well, that's not scary, right?
Depends on what you mean by we.
Good on Chandler with the homophobic jokes.
Yeah. So what do you say?
Well, I'll take a shower, but I'm not promising anything.
Okay, that's fine. That's all we're talking about. Okay, come on, go home. Hey, who's Mike Smith?
I was sure this was my office.
The nights are the hardest. But then the day comes, and that's every bit as hard as the night. And then the night comes again.
The days and nights are hard, I get it, okay? Look, Rachel, I'm sorry. I have to start getting ready. I'm getting married today.
I know. That desk, it's such a hard time for me.
I'm going to go put my makeup on. We have to be at the hotel in an hour.
Okay. Well, wait.
What?
Let's go to lunch.
I can't go to lunch. Right.
Oh, good God, I've fallen down.
What's going on?
Okay. All right, honey, listen. When I tell you what I'm about to tell you, I need you to remember that we are all here for you and that we love you.
Okay, you're really freaking me out.
We can't find Chandler. His vest. We can't find Chandler's vest.
How can that be? Oh, wait, are you serious?
Found the vest. Oh. Well, I mean, we're going to have to keep an eye on it, you know, make sure we don't lose it again.
Oh, wow. Okay, don't scare me like that, okay? I mean, for a minute there, I was like, oh, my God, the worst has happened.
I would sooner die in this hellhole than see her back with you. That can be arranged.
Let's reset.
What? He got me. Ow!
I'll take it from there.
Are you a little off today? It's going terribly slowly.
Look, my best friends are getting married in like an hour, okay? And I'm the minister. Please, please, can you pull it together?
Of course. I'm sorry. I'd hate to miss anything like that on account of me. I can do this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Still rolling. And action.
I would sooner die in this hellhole than see her back with you.
Ah, that could be arranged.
Slippery little bugger.
So you two were married, huh? What happened? You just drift apart.
Do you remember our wedding day?
Did you know I slept with the best man?
Yes, he told me. At least I think that was what he said. It was difficult to understand with his legs wrapped around my head.
Here comes the bride. Oh, my God, Monica.
I want to wear this every day. You look so beautiful.
I'm so happy for me.
Hello?
Hey, did Chandler show up yet?
Yeah, we got him back. Everything's fine.
Damn it!
What? Why? Where are you?
I'm still on the set.
Joey, the wedding is in less than an hour.
I know. I'm sorry. The guy's drunk. They won't let me go until we get this.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to find another minister.
No, I'm the minister. All right, look, put them both on the phone. I'll marry him right now.
Oh. Joey, I have to go.
Hey, don't you hang up on me. I'll marry you and me right now. I have the power.
There you go. You put on a tuxedo. Now, that wasn't so scary, was it?
No.
I'm telling you just a little bit at a time.
Yeah, okay, well, what's the next little bit?
Getting married. Okay, but you can do that too, just like you've done everything else.
Yeah, you're right. I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me for a minute.
Well, where are you going?
Well, I'm not going to run away again. I just want to get a little fresh air.
Okay.
Oh, fresh air.
Wait, maybe you're overreacting. You do that, you know. Oh, we gotta do something. Well, you know, I mean, there's no way Joey's gonna make it in time, so I'm gonna go through the hotel and see if there's any other weddings going on.
Okay. Oh, but don't tell them Monica's pregnant, because they frown on that.
Okay.
Anastasakis, Papasifakis wedding. Excellent. Congratulations. Mazel tov. Hi. Oh, right here. Listen, I need you to perform another wedding. Can you do that?
I don't know. Are they Greek Orthodox?
Yeah. They're my friends. Monica Stephanopoulos. And Chandler, Acidophilus.
Hi. 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 Has anyone seen Chandler?
I thought he was with you.
He was with me. We're playing a little game, you know, hide and seek.
You can't ask us, son. That's cheating.
You're right. Thanks for keeping me honest, Dad.
Well, you better not come by here. I can't see the bride in the wedding dress.
As I recall, when we got married, I saw the groom in the wedding dress.
But that was after the wedding. That's not bad luck, then.
Honey, it isn't good luck.
Monica.
I know.
Hey, how's Chandler doing?
Great. He's doing great. Don't you worry about Chandler.
Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're sweating.
Out of happiness for you and Chandler. These are beads of joy.
That's sweet. Don't touch me.
Phoebe, can I see you for a second?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Chandler's gone again.
Oh, my God. Why would you play hide and seek with someone you know is a flight risk?
Aaron, you've got to let me go. The guy's hammered.
I'm sorry, Joey. As long as he's here and he's conscious, we're still shooting.
To have a very big fork.
So I just talked to the director.
That's it. We're done for the day.
We finished the scene.
Yeah, you were wonderful.
As were you.
So I got your car. It's right outside.
Why? Are we done for the day?
That's what you told me.
Thank you. You're welcome.
No, we gotta go. Hey, come on.
Here we go. It's not my ass. There he is.
What?
Hey, you're not getting away this time, mister. Unless you want that ass kicking we talked about.
What?
I'm serious. You're not walking out on my sister.
That's right. I'm not.
Then where the hell have you been?
I know about Monica.
You know?
What?
Yeah, I heard you and Rachel talking.
What? Talking about what?
You don't know?
No, what? If someone doesn't tell me what's going on right now...
What, you liar?
Monica's pregnant.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, and you're not freaking out?
Well, I was. Then I went down to the gift shop because I was out of cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Take a picture, please. So when I was in the gift shop, that's when I saw this. Yeah, you know, and I thought anything that can fit into this can't be scary.
Well, you obviously didn't see Chucky 3.
But come on, look how cute and small this is. So I got it to give Monica so she'd know I was okay.
Dude.
Way to go, son. I knew you'd find him.
Our little boy is getting married.
Oh, look at you. So handsome.
You're a beautiful mom.
You look beautiful too, Dad. I love you both. I'm so glad you're here.
Are you Chandler?
Are you Joey?
This is nice.
What?
I'm
I've never walked down the aisle knowing it can't end in divorce.
I wish your grandmother lived to see this.
She's right there.
Not that old crow, my mother. Congratulations, darling.
We love you, sweetheart. You look beautiful.
Is this new?
Not now.
Okay.
Who is this?
I'm Father Caravetsos.
He's Greek Orthodox.
As are you.
Dearly beloved.
That's my line!
I can take it from here. Thanks. Dearly beloved, I'm sorry I'm a little late. You may be confused by this now, but you won't be Memorial Day weekend 2002. Well, let's get started before the groom takes off again, huh?
Okay.
We are gathered here today to join this man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony. I've known Monica and Chandler for a long time, and I cannot imagine two people more perfect for each other. And now, as I've left my notes in my dressing room, we shall proceed to the vows. Monica?
He took off?
What?
Chandler, for so long, I wondered if I would ever find my prince, my soulmate. Then 3 years ago, at another wedding, I turned to a friend for comfort. And instead, I found everything that I'd ever been looking for my whole life. And now, here we are, with our future before us. And I only want to spend it with you. My prince, my soulmate, my friend. Unless you don't want to. You go.
Chandler?
That's okay. I thought this was going to be the most difficult thing I ever had to do. But when I saw you walking down that aisle, I realized how simple it was. I love you. Any surprises that come our way, it's okay because I will always love you. You are the person I was meant to spend the rest of my life with. You want to know if I'm sure?
You may now kiss the bride. So, I guess by the powers vested in me by the state of New York and the internet guys, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Oh, wait. Do you take each other?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Rings? Oh, crap. Okay. Let's do the rings. We good?
Yeah, good.
Once again, I pronounce you husband and wife.
Now kiss her again.
Thank you.
I know about the baby.
What baby?
Our baby.
We have a baby?
Phoebe found your pregnancy test in the trash.
I didn't take a pregnancy test.
Then who did?
Look at them. Oh, and they're gonna have a baby.
Uh-huh.